Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learned Psalm 96, Sadivav. As mentioned in the analysis on Psalm 95, the coronation of God takes place by two communities. The first is creations of the world, creations of God in the world, including all nations, animals, and nature. And the second is God's chosen nation, Israel. This dichotomy plays itself out, I believe, in the next four Psalms, 96 through 99. 96 and 97 praise God from a universalistic perspective, never mentioning Israel, speaking about all nations singing a new song to God, while 98 and 99 are more particularistic. 96 begins with the words Shir LaShem Shir Chadash, sing to God a new song. And 97 is that new song, beginning with the words Hashem Malach, God reigns. Now, 98 repeats the yearning to sing a new song. It starts with Mizmor Shir LaShem Shir Chadash. It's asking again to sing a second song, which doesn't make sense. And 99 is Hashem Malach, God reigns, once again, singing two new songs. The difference is that 98-99 offers a nationalist Israel perspective in praising God, which complements the universalist ones found in the first two Psalms. Shir l'Adonai Shir Chadash, Shir l'Adonai Kol Haaretz, Shir l'Adonai Baruch Hu Shmo, Basum Yom Yom Yeshuato, Sepru B'Goyim Kvodo, L'Chol Amim Niflotav. Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, announce his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the peoples. The model of praise God, sing him a song, and then says, because, key, we've witnessed many times in Psalms, most recently in Psalm 95. The first three verses focus on the new song and the notion that the whole land and all the nations should participate. The three verses represent six separate statements because each verse is split into two. And they all revolve around the same theme of singing to God, a new song, the whole land, and bless his name, do it daily, and the nations should tell of his wonders. The intensity of the six statements builds up and can be seen as in ascending order. First sing, and then everyone sing, then bless, then tell the story, and then all nations will speak of the wonders. Ki gadol Adonai mulam ma'od nora l'kol elohim, ki kol elei amim elohim, v'Adonai shemayim asah od v'adah lefanav, v'oz v'tifaret v'mikdasho. Here comes the explanation. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor majesty before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. These verses provide the justification behind the motivation to praise God. For, key, God is great, more terrifying than all the other gods. Key, for, all the other gods in the nations are idols, but God made the heavens, honor, splendor, strength, and beauty. We run into a bit of a puzzle in that the first verses call out to all nations to praise God, but the reasoning behind the command to praise him is that many nations worship idols as opposed to the one true God. So to whom is he calling out to praise God? Perhaps the psalmist is hinting that not all nations originally were interested in singing to God. And this request to sing is more of a mission to teach the nations of the world about God. And it continues, Havul Adonai Mishpachot Tamim, Havul Adonai Kavod Oz, Havul Adonai Kavod Shemos, Yuvin Minchal Bolo Chatzrotav. Give to God, you families of people. Give to God glory and strength. Ascribe to God glory due to his name, bring an offering, come to his courts. Yishtachvu l'Adonai b'hadrei kodesh, chilu mipnav kol haaretz. Worship or bow down to the Lord in his holy place. Tremble before him all the earth. Finally, imru b'goyim Adonai malach, avtikon tevel b'altimon adin amin b'meisharim. Say among the nations that this phrase, which is the song, Hashem Malach. The world is also is established so that it should not be moved. He shall judge the people with equity. This theme of teaching the nations of the world about God is perhaps strengthened by this section we just recited, where the psalmist asks nations of the world to give to God, Havu Lashem, give acknowledgement, give sacrifices, give of yourselves, come to praise him in his courtyard. Ibn Ezra and others pick up on this idea that a select few come to the Holy Temple, non-Jews, and bring gifts to God, for they already have the truth. Then they go back to their countries and preach godliness to their countrymen, slowly convincing all to glorify the one true God. In the end, Yadin Amin B'nei Sharim, God will judge the nations justly, equally, because all nations of the world will come to know God's name and praise him with new songs. The psalm introduces here a new motif, which will be borne out in the next verses and subsequent psalms, God's judging of the world. The psalmist, in trying to show the nations of the world the truth in praising God, draws on the uniform expression of praise to God shown by nature. After he returns to the nations and the theme of judgment, the reason judgment is a component in this psalm is based on what we said above. The nations of the world need to learn the truth, and only then will they have free will to choose God. Once they have that free will, those who do so will be judged as part of the collective children of God, and those who do not will be doomed. This is how Radak explains the necessity to judge at this stage. We now understand the call in verse 10, Imru Vagoyim Hashem Malach, tell amongst the nations God reigns, as a command to instruct all the nations to sing that song, Hashem Malach. Those who do so will become blessed like Israel. Those who do not will suffer. Now the final three verses. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz yiram hayam umlo'o, yalo sadai v'chol ha'shebo, az yiranenu kol ha'tzei yar. Lifnei Adonai kiva. Kiva lishbot ha'aretz, yishbot tevel b'tzedek, v'amim munato. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, let the sea roar, and all that is in it. Let the fields be joyful, and everything in it, and that shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with faithfulness. Faithfulness is a tough word, maybe with truthfulness. Yeah, let's change it to truthfulness. The psalm concludes by first including all aspects of nature in this praise of God, heavens, earth, sea, fields, trees. Only then does it conclude finally with a renewed desire for the nations of the world to see the truth of God's dominion. Once they are aware of this, the judgment begins. Ibn Ezra nicely explains the doubling of the word kiva as an internal explanation of a poetic tool of repeating words for emphasis or clarification. He says, Lifnei Hashem, that the nature should appear before Hashem, kiva, for God comes. And then explains that when God comes, you know what that means. It means to judge. Kiva lishpot ha'aretz. God descends to judge the world with justice and truth, the whole world. Jews and non-Jews, humans and animals, and everything in between. 96 begins the coronation process first with all nations of the world. This process takes time to teach the world to call out in God's name, to prepare for judgment, and to live a life praising God and singing his name.